There was a man who on the day of his birth was given a gift. As he grew, he held this gift tightly. It was precious to him. As young boys do, he carried it around with him everywhere he went. He ate with it, he slept with it, he played with it. And if he ran through the mud, it was there with him, covered in mud. He would bring it home at the end of the day, hoping that his parents didn't notice that it was dirty. He didn't want them to think he didn't appreciate the gift they had given him. When he was very young, he adored his gift. It was his treasure. It was as if it were part of him. Everyone knew him by it. Sometimes that was a good thing, but sometimes it wasn't. When he was old enough, he learned the significance of his gift. He wished he had a different gift. He learned that this gift was intended to define him. And at first it did. His brothers teased him for having it. Sometimes his neighbors would make him feel ashamed of it. And it was moments like that when he resented his parents for giving him the gift. He wished he had a different gift, a better gift. He wished that he had some other way for people to remember him, to remember who he was, where he had come from. And he wished that his parents had thought more of who he might become as he grew. At times, it seemed to the man that his parents loved him in every way except for this gift. They raised him and cared for him. They taught him about God. They passed down to him the scriptures that they had committed to memory. The songs they sang together were from the Psalms. The advice that they gave to their son as he grew was the same advice that King Solomon had given to his children through the Proverbs. And there's one proverb in particular that may have resonated in his ears when he heard it. Let's turn to Proverbs 22. We'll read Proverbs 22 and verse 1. It says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold." A good name. The gift the man was given at birth to carry with him for the rest of his life was not silver or gold. It wasn't a great treasure that he could show off to impress his friends. It was his name. And not a particularly good name when his parents had given it to him. It was a name associated with pain and with sorrow. In fact, his name can literally be translated as, "He will cause pain." His name is only mentioned a few times in 1 Chronicles. We know that he's of the family of Judah, but that's all we know about him. We're not told much more about him. Let's go ahead and we'll turn to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It's going through the family of Judah, and that's the only reason we know that he's of the family of Judah. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, in verse 9, it says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.'" Now, the first part says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. So how did this boy, whose name only meant great pain to his mother, how did he grow up to be a man who was more honorable than his brothers? He might have recalled those proverbs that he heard all of his life, the ones that directed him toward God. Proverbs 22 reminded him that he needed to seek after a good name and loving favor. Proverbs 3 showed him how to find that loving favor. I'm going to read the first four verses of Proverbs chapter 3. You don't have to turn there. It says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the table of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." Now, further down in verse 7, it says, "Fear the Lord and depart from evil." And this was exactly what Jabez strived to do in his life. And we can read in verse 10 that things went well for Jabez, despite himself and his less than desirable gift that his parents had given him. We were given a glimpse into the rest of his life. So let's read We'll go back to 1 Chronicles 4. We'll read in verse 10, where it says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested." God gave Jabez the things he asked for, the things that he had prayed for. It's obvious that he had found favor in the sight of God, and he was known as an honorable man. So we can see he had found favor in the sight of men as well. So I'd imagine that at some point in his life, Jabez came to a realization about his own name. He could let the meaning of his name define who he would become, or he could define his name by who he became. He had the choice to live a life that caused pain to others, like his name said he would do, or he could seek a life reflecting the truth that he had learned about God. And we're all faced with a similar choice in our own lives. And not to say that we all have awful, terrible names that mean painful things to other people. But we too can choose to define what our name means by the people we become. Let's take a closer look at the prayer that Jabez prayed to see how we too can seek after a good name. In the first part of Jabez's prayer, he asked for blessings from God. He said, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." One of the greatest spiritual blessings we have is our calling, the truth that we know, the knowledge that God has given us of his way of life. Jabez chose wisely to seek after these spiritual blessings. He trusted God that God had something prepared for him that was much greater than what his parents could give him. We can and should seek after blessings, both spiritual and physical, from God. We need to by seeking after the blessings that God would give us instead of the things that we desire, we bring our desires more in line with those of God. So Jabez asked for blessings from God. The second part of his prayer, he asked for guidance from God. He said, "That your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil." Proverbs 1 verse 33 says, "But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil." Jabez chose to listen to these words of God, to seek a better way of life that was more honorable than that of his brothers. We can do the same. We can seek after God's guidance so that our actions are those God would approve of, so that our name is not tarnished when we bring it home at the end of the day to show our Heavenly Father. So Jabez asked for guidance from God. The last part of his prayer, he asked God to help him become a blessing to others. He said, "That I may not cause pain." He didn't want to be remembered by God or by people as someone who hurt others or caused them pain. We need to care for and love those around us as much as we can. We should ask God to help us be blessings to others, just as he has been to us in our lives. And when people hear our name, they'll think of blessings rather than pain. Now Jabez, he most likely lived the rest of his life with the same name he was given, with the same literal meaning. But he relied on God to guide his steps, and he lived as an honorable man in the eyes of both God and men. He didn't cause pain like his name said he would do. Now there's a time coming when Jesus Christ will return to this earth. And he's gonna bring a gift from God for those who strive to follow his way of life. Well, turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. We'll read Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Revelation 3 verse 12 says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name." God has prepared a new name for Jabez. an everlasting name, a better name than he was first given, a name that will not cause pain. This everlasting name is a gift for us as well. It will be a name that is associated with God's own name, one that shows everyone that we are sons and daughters of God himself. And before that time comes, before we are given this better gift, we must first strive to overcome ourselves as Jabez did. We must choose a good name rather than any great riches that this world can offer us.